Investors have doubts about the Oracle of Omaha.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Thousands of investors are descending on Omaha, Nebraska for Berkshire Hathaway's annual meeting this weekend. Usually, shareholders go to Omaha for ice cream and a chance to hear from the company's chairman, Warren Buffett. But this year is a little different because Buffett is in the midst of a scandal. It involves his former heir apparent, David Sokol, who bought shares of a chemicals company and then told Buffett to buy the company, which he did. Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore reports.
Berkshire Hathaway's annual meeting has always been like an old Southern church revival. The faithful travel to Omaha and quote Warren Buffett in biblical terms. Paul Argenti is a professor at Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business, who's been teaching Buffett every year in his corporate responsibility class.
Warren Buffett is almost godlike in terms of his stature in our society and on issues of ethical leadership.
This year, instead of adoration, there may be fire and brimstone. Some shareholders are unsettled by the scandal around Buffett's former lieutenant, David Sokol. Buffett initially defended Sokol, leading even diehard fans to question the Oracle's judgment. Argenti says he's considering taking Buffett out of his syllabus and putting him in his new book, Fallen Icons.
If you set yourself up as a paragon of virtue in this world, you can expect to fall really hard when something bad happens to you.
Analyst Janet Tavakoli also feels betrayed. In her book, Dear Mr. Buffett, she argued there wouldn't have been a financial crisis if every financier shared Buffett's principles. But she has since left the flock, and she says Buffett's defense of Sokol was outrageous.
It gives the appearance of Warren Buffett using his reputation to blow smoke in the face of the investing public.
After weeks of silence, Berkshire Hathaway released a report saying Sokol misled them and violated the company's own code of ethics. The strong statement comforted Whitney Tilson, a prominent fund manager and a disciple of Buffett's.
I really had a pit in my stomach prior to that coming out.
Tilson believes Buffett was blindsided by Sokol.
Buffett didn't do anything wrong other than trusting a top lieutenant.
Buffett's meeting features a famous 6-hour question and answer session. Tilson hopes shareholders will focus on Berkshire Hathaway's billions of dollars in profits and not the Sokol scandal. In New York, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.
Well, hundreds of thousands of people who are not going to Omaha this weekend will hit the streets for International Workers' Day, also known as May Day. Many demonstrators will be representing unions and immigrant rights groups. As Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports, the relationship between those two groups hasn't always been friendly.
Demonstrations are scheduled across the country on Sunday to highlight the record number of deportations under the Obama administration. In the past, labor unions might have cheered. Historically, they feared that immigrants would compete for union jobs. But in the last two decades, that's changed. Latinos have risen to leadership positions in many unions. Mike Garcia is president of SEIU United Service Workers West.
We were able to move labor in the direction of organizing undocumented and immigrant workers, understanding that we're not going to revive our labor movement unless we have a plan to organize these workers.
Union membership typically does not require a green card.
Whether they're documented or you're here legally, we don't draw a distinction in the labor movement.
In return, unions provide undocumented workers with wage and safety protections. And labor lobbyists have been pushing hard for immigration reform in Washington. The divisions in Congress over the issue could bring the two sides even closer on Sunday as they bond over their shared political frustrations. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed across Europe and Asia this morning, about 0.2% higher in Frankfurt right now. BlackBerry maker Research in Motion is cutting its sales forecast thanks to, you guessed it, increasing competition from Apple and Google smartphones. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gained 72 points to close at 12,763.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. And by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Comer Science and Education Foundation, dedicated to supporting innovative programs making a positive impact on the lives of individuals and communities.
Did you know there's a royal wedding going on this morning? Yep, in just a little bit, a commoner will walk down the aisle at Westminster Abbey to marry the heir to the British throne. Now, historically, royal marriages were important for the political and economic future of a country. So if that were the case today, should Prince William really have married Kate Middleton? The BBC's Rebecca Singer went to find out.
If Prince William had stuck to convention, the lady walking down the aisle this morning should have been a foreign princess, or at least from aristocracy, someone who would bring a strong political alliance with another country, help boost trade, or at least acquire new territory. David Carpenter is Professor of Medieval History at King's College London. He says if Prince William had really wanted to improve the outlook for the UK economy, he probably should have married the daughter of a high Chinese communist official.
A huge increase in trade between England and China, and possibly Chinese financial support if there was another economic crisis in Britain.
In fact, Prince William could have found several examples from English history. A Portuguese princess whose marriage to Charles II brought the port city of Mumbai under British control. Or a French queen who owned a large winemaking region of France and through her marriage to Henry II helped Britain become one of the biggest markets for red wine. But Carpenter says if Prince William had really wanted to follow in the footsteps of his ancestors, he should have tried to marry one of President Obama's daughters, possibly securing the special relationship British people like to think they have with America. In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
And finally, to Miami, where attorney Mark Gold is suing a strip club. Gold says the staff there got him so intoxicated he had a complete loss of judgment, rational thought, or ability to enter into lawful contracts or agreements, which is legalese for, how did I get this $19,000 charge on my credit card? In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Memo from the cool kids. They're not just tastemakers, you know, they're social connectors, too.
I hate the categorization of East Side hipsters. These are the people that are really engaged with social media and very likely to share.
And oh, so lucrative. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Plain old book festivals are going all Web 2.0 to get those folks. The story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.